Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Akash Anavarathan of Niners Nation. Akash, always pleasure, always a pleasure to talk with you. Curious what you thought about the 49ers offense on Sunday against Philadelphia.
How's it going, guys? Appreciate you for having me.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, I thought their offense this season has been as good as it has been under Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, that opening half at Detroit, I thought they were fantastic. I think they had five possessions, and they ended up scoring a touchdown on three of those. Since then, I think they've spluttered a little bit, a little inconsistent in the pass game. Their rushing attack has taken a hit ever since Raheem Mostert was out with injury. I think Elijah Mitchell hasn't quite lived up to the billing and has left a lot of yards out on the field. But, they played a tough Eagles front on Sunday. And so, you're grading them on a curve. But I think they're going to have to get better as the season goes on if they're going to be viewed as a, true playoff contender.
Akash, how do you look at that win in general in Philadelphia? A lot of people thought it was ugly. A lot of people, the offense wasn't there, whatever the case may be. But it seems as though, and this is kind of where I stand, the 49ers players were very excited and very happy with that win coming out of Philadelphia. How did you see that whole win going down in your eyes?
Yeah, I think fans and people in general were underrating the Philadelphia Eagles going into that game. They're really stout on both fronts. Their defensive line has been really, really good for years now, right? With Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett, Hassan Ridgeway. They've got dudes all over the defensive line, and their offensive line was playing really well as well. So when you have good trench play, your team generally is competitive. And throw in the fact that it's a road game in Philly, even though they were there for a week, you have the early start at 10 a.m. And so you throw in all those factors, it becomes a tougher game. And I thought the defense played fantastic. D'Amico Ryans, who took a little bit of heat after week one for that second half performance, I thought he was fantastic. I think in the second half, the Eagles only had that one scoring drive. I think Jalen Hurts only completed four passes. I think he had 199 total yards passing, and really 91 of those came on that one play down the sideline. So if you take that away, he was, pretty close to 100 yards passing for the afternoon. So the defense was outstanding on Sunday. Offensively, a little hit or miss. I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was just a little inconsistent throwing the ball. He had some wide open misses, in the intermediate part of the field between 10 and 20 yards. Just, an area of the field that typically he's been – pretty accurate. He was just missing throws. And then the run game, like I mentioned, wasn't as effective as it normally is under Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel. So you combine those things and they were a little inconsistent, but they had two massive drives, one to end the half and then one in the second half that, basically put the game away. At the end of the day, you just look to get a win. They're 2-0, and now you move on to a really tough part of the schedule.
Yeah, and with that said, you spoke well about the offense, but it feels like, or I'll ask you rather than telling you how I feel, is this season successful? Like the better the defense is, the more successful the season will be. I feel like it might be the defense that winds up carrying this team this year.
Historically, right, under Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo, with this regime, it's kind of been a defensive-led team so far. Like in 2019. In 2020, the defense, at least according to DVOA, has been a top 10 unit so far. I think they're 13th in total defense, and they're actually top 10 in total offense. So a little flipped from years past. Mm-hmm. And I do think the defense will get better as the season goes on. Just under D'Amico Ryans, as they continue to get healthy, hopefully get the secondary cornerback situation figured out, I do think the defense will get better. But this offense has a chance to be explosive. As long as they're healthy, they have George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk hopefully playing more, and then they get the running back situation figured out, and hopefully Jimmy Garoppolo stays healthy. You know, this offense should be able to score on just about anybody. Their offensive line has been playing fantastic. I don't think they've given up a sack yet, and they've been far better than they were last season. So I think, yes, the defense will get better as the season goes on, but I think it's going to be an offensive-led team, just given how talented they are on that side of the ball.
Yeah, Kosh, you talk about the offensive line. I have the exact number. They've only given up one sack. That's the best in the NFL through 2 weeks. So they've played phenomenal. You talk about the explosiveness of the offense and what they could do. And this is a double-edged sword because I agree with you 100%. I think they will get it on track. But one of the frustrating things for me watching that game on Sunday was you have one of the most dynamic and destructive forces in the NFL in George Kittle. And he only gets four targets? I need that guy getting four targets a half. Maybe it's depending on the situation, four targets a quarter. I want to see him more involved. Do you think it's a situation where Kyle is maybe pacing himself with George Kittle to make sure that he can get him through 17, 18 weeks or whatever the case may be? Or is this something that you see changing immediately after what we saw on Sunday?
I think George Kittle was a glorified offensive lineman, a sixth offensive lineman. On Sunday, just like you mentioned, I think, four targets, right? And I think, depending on the matchup, Kyle Shanahan's going to use George Kittle differently. And against the Eagles, against that defensive line, and that pass rush was teeing off early, I think Kyle Shanahan realized that, he needed the extra blocker to stay in line to help pass protect. And I think that became George Kittle's role. And unfortunately, because he's so dynamic in the receiving game as well, that in certain situations where you need him to stay in and protect, you miss his receiving ability. And I think that was more the case on Sunday. And, you also throw in the fact that Deebo Samuel has looked fantastic, probably as good as he ever has from, just the athletic standpoint what he's been able to do. I think it was more game plan dictated rather than, anything to do with George Kittle.
I got you.
Hey, what are they going to do with the running back position this week? Because they're bringing in just about everybody.
Yeah, I saw it.
Have you been signed yet? Have you been signed yet to play running back for the 49ers?
How are you in the zone read scheme?
Are you on the practice squad, Akash?
I was going to say my agent's been in touch with me. But
there you go.
The numbers haven't worked out yet. So.
There you go.
But no, I saw something that was like they've got everybody from like the 2012 – fantasy all-pro team basically coming in, right? They had a bunch of guys come in yesterday, and I think they ended up signing Chris Thompson, who was actually a Kyle Shanahan draft pick in Washington back in 2013. So he's nice. Come full circle, and he's, a 30-year-old running back. He's a little bit smaller, more of a change of pace back. They signed Jacques Patrick yesterday off the Bengals practice squad. He's more of a bruiser at 6'2", 230. So maybe the 49ers are looking for more durability and size there. But they've got kind of a mess at running back, right? I think Elijah Mitchell, while he had the 100-yard game against the Lions, like I said, I think he left a lot of yards on the field. There's the advanced stat rushing yards over expected, which basically takes, you're expected to run for these many yards on a certain play. What do you actually run for? He's in the negative. He's, I think, in the bottom 10 of that statistic. So he's running for, 1.2 yards less than expected on a given play, which is not good in this offense. So, more Trey Sermon, hopefully. I know he's coming off a concussion. Hopefully they can play this week or next week. And then Jeff Wilson, who's on the PUP list, should be available in the next month or so. And I think the running back position group is just going to be, a work in progress until these guys get healthy. But yeah, interested to see how they get the new names into the mix. I imagine that they'll also promote Kerryon Johnson off the practice squad on game day, so expect to see a little bit of him. He's been banged up a lot in his career, so not sure what to expect there. But hopefully won't be an issue this week against the Packers because their defense seems to be very Swiss cheese-like under Joe Barry. So hopefully the 49ers offense won't worry too much about the running back situation this week.
Well, what's your early thoughts about this Packers game, man? Are you thinking it's going to be more of the same of what has gone on when Aaron Rodgers and those guys have come to San Francisco? Or is this something that, you know, you should be aware of if you're a 49ers fan? This 1-1 Packers team coming in here, maybe a little hungry here, maybe looking at San Francisco as an opportunity to get all the way right. How do you see this one playing out on Sunday night?
I see it very similar to that regular season game in 2019.
Oh, also I like that.
Football.
Yeah, I would love that. Let's go.
It was late in the season. You remember the George Kittle corner post touchdown? That was a massive play. I think they won that game by double digits. It was a blowout, and I expect a similar result. This Packers defense is atrocious. They fired Mike Pettine, hoping that they would improve. And they hired Joe Barry, who I think was the Rams linebackers coach for the last three or four seasons. And it has just not been very good. I think they're bottom five in rush DVOA and pass defense DVOA. So they're not a good unit against the run or the pass. You know, they struggled week one against Jameis. Jameis Winston looked fantastic. And then last week, you know, on Monday Night Football, Jared Goff seemed to be having his way with the Packers defense in that first half. And there was a part of me that thought they may pull off the upset. So I can only imagine what Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel are going to do to this defense. So I fully expect Jimmy Garoppolo and this offense to have their way. Then on the flip side of the ball, you know, Aaron Rodgers looked a little shaky week one against the pressure that the Saints brought. And, you know, this 49ers defensive line isn't like the one last year that Aaron Rodgers was able to slice and dice. They've got Nick Bosa. They've got Dee Ford. Samson Ebukam's back. You know, you throw in Eric Armstead, who's playing fantastic, Sacramento native, and then Javon Kinlaw. So they're just so deep at the defensive line that I think they're going to give Aaron Rodgers fits. Still no David Bakhtiari at left tackle for the Packers. So I think it's going to be very similar to those two matchups in 2019 where the 49ers are just, they're a better team, they're a better roster, because they're better coached. And they should come out and win this. I think they're 4-point favorites. I'd imagine they win this by double digits.
I need that, Akash. I need that. Give me a 49ers beatdown of the Packers on national TV Sunday Night Football. I need all of that. Real quick, let me ask you a question, another one, Akash. Game one, Trey Lance played 4 or 5 snaps. Game two, he played 0 this Sunday against the Packers. You think it's going to be more like game one or game two?
More like game one. I think this is the perfect opportunity to introduce Trey Lance. I think the week two, you know, not playing him against the Eagles was, again, matchup dependent, right? The Eagles have a stout front, and why would you risk your number three overall pick against a team that has a really good defensive line, especially when you're trying to use him in these short yardage red zone situations where you're probably going to be running him. And, you know, the Packers don't present that same threat. And with all the pre-snap motion that's involved, I think the use of Trey Lance is going to really throw off Joe Barry and that defensive staff. So I would expect to see more of him in this game. And then, you know, the other thing, it's a Sunday Night Football game, prime time against the Packers. I imagine Kyle Shanahan wants to show off his, you know, future quarterback off with some different plays. So I imagine Trey Lance gets more run in this game compared to the last few weeks.
We'll just bring this full circle as we let you go, Akash. Are the 49ers going to sign Ben Simmons?
All right, oh, man. No idea where Ben Simmons is going to go. Maybe Sacramento, who knows? I was listening to you guys before I hopped on. But, if Ben Simmons can play running back, by all means, he's welcome to join the 49ers.
Yeah, it might work. The Shanna Plan is the name of the podcast over there on Niners Nation.
No,
go check that out. Go ahead,
I was just
going
to say, Ben Simmons, the Kings will sign him. Jed York has ties to the Kings. They'll try to have him in running back, and Ben Simmons is going to be there like,
what more do you want from me?
Akash, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you as always.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.